The air in the university library was a hushed symphony of turning pages and the faint scent of aging paper. Carlos found this perfume more comforting than any human presence. Each aisle was a meticulously curated world, a universe of ordered knowledge where he felt most at home. He moved through them with quiet reverence, his fingers brushing the spines of books as if greeting old friends. His life mirrored that order. Every notebook aligned, every pen placed with intention, every thought categorized, cross-referenced, contained. It was not merely discipline. It was defense. Behind the quiet brilliance, something far less orderly stirred, a current of unspoken emotion, restless and uncontained, threatening to surface if he ever loosened his grip. Carlos was a scholar by nature, not by effort. His mind consumed information with a quiet hunger, finding solace in the logic of theorems and the structure of history. He could dissect complexity with ease, build arguments with precision. But when it came to people, to emotion, to the unpredictable language of human connection, he was lost. Professors admired him. Peers respected him. But no one truly knew him. Loneliness followed him like dust drifting in sunlight, subtle, constant, impossible to grasp, yet always present. From his quiet seat, he observed life rather than lived it. Laughter. Conversations. Connections forming effortlessly around him. He understood them in theory, but never in practice. The library was his sanctuary, and his cage. Second, the unnamed variable. He had not always seen it that way. As a freshman, the vastness of the building had unsettled him, the towering shelves, the weight of accumulated thought, the quiet immensity of it all. It had felt like being swallowed.